Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. I'm really excited today to have our next portion of the interview with Ajay Bhatt, Bala Kadambi, and Jim Pappas. Now, Bala, you talked about some of the principles behind technology innovation. If we look forward on the platforms, what's the next big technology that people will just know that there's a need for this and the industry will converge again to create something? Do you have something in your mind?
Well, if you think of what we're doing here with the compute platform, it's going the same way the automobile did, which is instead of one size fits all, one market segment, one kind of platform, we are ranging into segmentation. The challenge is to make sure that these are seamless and that they can evolve at the rate the industry and the users want them to evolve. So making them modular, making them interoperable, making them easier to use will still be timeless. And you've got to make sure that the investments you put in are multi-generational. So any ideas you come up, you've got to be able to harvest it again and again. And you can see a lot of the initiatives you've done are multi-generational. They last a decade. So you got to look a decade ahead, and you got to lay the groundwork such that you can have at least two or three iterations of innovation on top of every idea you come up with.
Lately, I've been looking at laptops. I see us having a platform where you're totally wirelessly connected, including power. So your power, you know, you come into a certain vicinity of your desk, and you put down your laptop, and there'll be a charging device, and, you know, without actually attaching a wire, will be able to charge your laptop. So you'll be connected anywhere, anytime. At the same time, the battery life will probably go up by 2 to 4-fold, and your computer will adapt to your usage pattern and conserve the battery. It's almost like driving a hybrid car. It sort of adapts to, you know, your city driving versus highway driving.
I think this wireless charging is going to be a really big deal as we become more mobile. And Allison, how many times have we been together where you've asked me for my power adapter because you forgot yours on a trip?
I'm not going to comment on that. I've asked the questions here, not answer them. You talked about having a vision of what the PC platform is going to be in 10 years. What's the fundamental change in terms of how people will use PCs and what they're going to be able to do?
I think the user interface that you have today, you know, when we look back, it'll look very archaic. At last, I think we are getting to the point where we'll be able to communicate with computers through gestures, through voice. The interaction will be a lot more normal. Think of, you know, the game box today, like Wii. They've introduced some very interesting way of interacting with your game box. It is very contextual when it comes to interfacing with the games. And I think very quickly we're getting to the point where you'll have an array of microphones and array of cameras that are integrated with various forms of touch devices. They will be everywhere. They'll interoperate really well. And depending on what you want to do, it just computer will be more or less transparent from a user.
Definitely the user interface. But to what purpose? What do people want to do with that user interface? And how do you interact with the computer? Today, you think of the computer as being a gadget. But imagine if it could be you, if it could be your agent, if it could make you look cool, could make you look smart, could make you look productive. It's there when you need it. It's not there when you don't need it. It's able to anticipate what you'd like to do, plan ahead for you. And the user interface is a big part of that, making it be part of you. Now, we really clearly don't get there in one step. It's a lot of technology that has to happen and technology that's usable and timely and affordable. And that's, I think, the challenge for the industry is to get to that next big step.
I'm going to not look out 10 or 20 years. I'm going to look in a little closer. I think there's going to be a change where people accept the fact that their data, it lives in the cloud. When I talk to people, they're petrified about this. They feel that they need to have their data close by, yet they have accepted the fact that their mail lives in the cloud. And so that's going to change. So you'll be able to have access to all of your data anytime, no matter what device. And I think that that's the first thing that's going to happen. And that requires a sociological change where people trusting data in the cloud.
I think the safest place to store data is in the cloud.
That's
the most reliable and the safest place is in the cloud.
You know, one of the last thing I wanted to ask you guys is, you know, obviously many people have talked to you about the Sponsor of Tomorrow campaign. And Ajay, you've become a little bit more famous than you were the day before that commercial aired. When this idea of Sponsors of Tomorrow came to you, What did it tell you guys about Intel that we would build our entire brand around the industry innovation that you guys have been driving?
Well, it's a secret that's been well kept. We have been doing it anyway, and we were starting to tell the story now. And the story, I think, is that we have been bringing valuable end-user experience, working with the industry, putting the pace of Moore's Law behind us, solving the problems in anticipation, and getting it out there in high volume on a great cadence. But we are the engine behind the hood.
I think there's something that, you know, we share that really drives us and I think makes us more proud than any particular campaign. We could walk up and look at essentially any piece of computing, whether it be in an enterprise data center, whether it be on the store shelves at your favorite computer store. And we could look at almost every piece of equipment and know that we're part of each and every one of them. And knowing that we've had that kind of impact and knowing that we've caused fundamental change is, to me, really what motivates me. The fact that it's recognized by Intel is also extremely rewarding, and it's that recognition that comes through from what we already know.
And to have an opportunity to have your fingerprints on history, as Jim points out, is the greatest thrill that I, as an engineer, get, and I'm sure this is true for Bala and Jim.
Well, thanks, guys. It's been a pleasure having you in the studio today. It's been a pleasure working with you over the years. It was great to have you at Chip Chat, and we'd love to have you back in the future.
Thank you.
Thanks, Allison. Awesome.